Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Progressive Conservative candidate David Piccini is seeking election for Northumberland Peterborough South, pledging to tackle the doctor shortage, lack of housing stock, and promoting the local economy with the threat of U.S. tariffs on the horizon. He spoke with me, breaking down his commitments.
Well, it's been an honor serving my home for the past two terms, just over six years. And, I mean, my why is as simple as the day I started. I remember my mom always saying, be the sort of change you want to see in your community. And growing up in rural Ontario at the time I ran, I was quite disillusioned to see so many manufacturing jobs leave under previous Liberal government and working in healthcare, the challenges that we were facing. And for me, my why was to, you know, to just bring some positive change to our community and to represent our constituents as best I could. And I'm proud of my track record. And now more than ever, we have to protect the progress, protect our workers, protect Ontario against the threat of tariffs south of the border. And so for me, now, you know, I feel even stronger than before about protecting jobs in our community and the progress we've made.
So then what is your plan? Not necessarily the Premier's plan, but what would your plan be to protect jobs and the economy in Northumberland?
Well, I think it's a province-wide plan that we take to every corner, recognizing the nuances are different in every corner of the province. But, you know, I think to some local examples that we've made in training, you know, we've made historic investments in our community to create the conditions for jobs. We don't create jobs, our private sector does. And so by creating the conditions, by bringing historic investments in servicing, whether it's roads and bridges. Think of the extension in Port Hope to Pemberton Road. That helped fill the industrial park. Think about the investments in Benecol Packaging and Mermel. Mermel now has tens of millions of dollars of sales worldwide, interconnected, custom plastics, protoplast, all over our community, stabilizing electricity rates. That's been huge. Think of JEBCO in Colborne. They've expanded under the previous Liberal government. They made a mess of our hydro system, so we stabilized that. And then think about training workers. You know, in my capacity as labor minister, we've made investments that are going to now see a next generation of cement masons working in downtown Port Hope to restore buildings that have been vacant since I was a child. Like, just think about that for a moment. Brookside, you know, we're doing something there. The MTO Patrol Yards in Port Hope, we're getting that done. Wesleyville, which sat vacant since before I was born, and now we're doing something there. So wherever you look in our community, we're creating the conditions for jobs that are going to help people put more money in their pockets and support a thriving community.
Now let's focus on healthcare for a minute there, Mr. Piccini. You've been in power for quite a while, but there are still some people that say that they can't get a family doctor. They get long ER wait times. What's the plan there to tackle that, especially in this county?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of work still left to do in healthcare, but I think to a few things. One, we have, you know, over a million people that have come into Ontario just in the last year alone, just close to a million. And so that's going to have an impact on our healthcare system without question. But what are we doing about it in a rural context? Well, we funded community paramedicine. Think of George and Ali Ryken, the Ryken family. It was front page of the Toronto Star. That enables paramedics to bring care closer to home where people live. In fact, it saved his life. And it was, as I said, front page of the Toronto Star. The two, you know, the largest funding increase in our hospital's history happened under our government. When I got elected, Linda Davis, the then CEO of Northumberland Hills, said the funding formula was broken. Campbellford said the same thing. We fixed it. And we've seen now the two largest increases, not one, not, you know, but two in just the few years I've been in, historic increase. For family doctors, you know, we've expanded family health teams. Think of Trent Hill's family health team. Think of Dr. Ali I just met. You know, everybody agrees. Foreigners come in who are well-trained, who are family docs, and they're delivering food or they're working in, you know, another job and not practicing medicine. What did we do? Well, through practice ready assessment, Dr. Ali, you know, with up in Trent Hills, she's now practicing family medicine. So these are some of the many things we're doing to tackle the changes. And lastly, I would say we've got three new med schools, one of which is accepting applications for next year. This was, after the previous government cut all the residency seats. So imagine what would have position we'd been in if they didn't cut doctor and nursing seats.
Now, on affordable housing and housing in general, Northumberland County's the housing here is quite expensive, and there's a lack of real supply. How would you address the sprawl coming in, but also making affordable for people who grew up here and are looking to buy a house in this town?
First of all, we've got to have a plan for land, and that's done best at the local level. Local planning is best for that. I've challenged our local municipalities, have a plan, and we'll support you with that plan. So Brighton came forward, we backed their plan, $30+ million. Same in Coburg, over $30 million. Just shy of $30 million. Those are two of the largest investments we've seen in our community in decades. And so I want the communities to come up with a plan. Just throwing your hands in the air and saying we don't know what to do is not a solution. Premier's always said, don't bring me no, bring me solutions. And that's what I've challenged our local municipalities to do. They're rising to the case. We're moving forward, working with them. So attracting jobs, I outlined at the beginning, making sure land is ready for development, for jobs and or for housing, intensifying the land. Remember I mentioned downtown. Just look at downtown Port Hope. These are buildings that have been vacant since I was literally in grade six. Today, we're having people train for better jobs with bigger paychecks, working in those buildings to bring them to life. So really proud of those investments. So you look at Elgin Park redevelopment in Coburg. We've helped the county there with affordable housing, and Habitat for Humanity with the new build in Baltimore. So everywhere you look, we're partnering to either unlock land with the municipalities or supporting affordable housing.
And finally, Mr. Pacini, I know that you're the premier and the PC leader, Doug Ford, is on a Buy Canada campaign, and it's really Ottawa is too. How would you strengthen that in Northumberland?
Great question. Well, first off, we have a policy now. When we got into government, a Buy Ontario policy, where a percentage of all of our procurement in Ontario has to come from Ontario and second from Canada. Premier said, as a part of our plan to protect Ontario, that we're going to increase that to make sure that first we have a plan to buy Ontario, second buy Canada. And again, wherever you look locally, we can buy custom woodwork finishings right here in our community from Mermill. We can buy our tech solutions in our own community. We can buy custom injection molding. A lot of the molds in our healthcare are made here in our community. So I think promoting Buy Ontario, we've challenged our municipalities to adopt the same procedures in their procurement so that we can support local jobs. And again, I think this election boils down to who do you trust to get that job done? Liberals had 15 years to buy Ontario, to buy Canadian. They didn't. Under Premier Ford, we're doing it. We're building personal protective equipment made in Ontario. We're passing legislation to make sure we buy Ontario, and now we've challenged our municipalities to do the same thing. So, I'm confident over the next 4 years we'll continue making things again, building things in our province. We're doing that in our own community. Very proud of that and looking forward to hopefully having the support of our community for 4 more years.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.